It is the 16th time that Living Lakes holds its annual conference for the International Network, but it's the first time Paige Thurston visits. She will be representing the Nelson-based Canadian affiliate of the network, who is heading to Peru to trade experiences on how climate change has affected their communities.
I'm very interested to learn about how other countries are addressing climate change, how they're adapting, and just hear some of those different perspectives on climate change and those impacts to our water systems.
For Thurston, there isn't much of a risk of running out of things to talk about from the home front. In the Kootenays, the group has identified over 4.5 kilometers of shoreline around Kootenay Lake lost to development. And just a week ago, experts told the Nelson Star that the Kokanee Glacier is on its last 50 years of existence. And more insights are on the way. Recently, Living Lakes Canada completed an upgrade of its water monitoring operations in the region, installing automated sensors and watersheds in several rural parts of the region to get a more complete picture over the next 10 years.
Here in the West Kootenay, that work covered the north end of Kootenay Lake, the Slocan Valley, and the Arrow Lakes Valley. In the East Kootenay, we worked in the Columbia Valley as well as the Elk River Valley. And in each of those areas, we are implementing a coordinated water monitoring network to better understand how climate change is impacting water and hydrology in the area. And the goal is to expand that program across the Columbia Basin over the next several years. We want to build a better picture of what's happening in those areas and how they're changing with climate change. You know, the quantity of water flowing down our streams, the timing of that flow, as well as water quality. So we're looking at how much water is flowing down a stream at a given time, and that's impacted by things like precipitation, snowpack, and also glacial melt.
The conference will be held in Puno, Peru, at the shores of Lake Titicaca, the second largest freshwater lake in South America, and home to a highly sensitive glacial ecosystem, which in recent years has attracted increasing attention from environmentalists who say the impact seen there are early warning signs of what's to come.
I think there's definitely reason for concern here. You know, science has been telling us for decades that there's a need for more climate action and that we need to do more. You know, we're at this stage now where we need to start thinking about how we respond to climate change in this region and how our communities are going to adapt and continue to thrive in the future.
Reporting in Nelson, John Roon, KCR News.